talking with Paul Mavrijorge. He's a marriage and family therapist for Link Care Counseling Center, specifically a little bit about the Michelle Carter case, but in general more about teen suicide. What is it about being a teenager, high schooler, that makes it so difficult with the unique pressures that they have in dealing with things that get them to that point?
High schoolers are already chemically going through a lot. So really, when we see that pattern of someone withdrawing, pulling away from other people, and even talking about suicide, if someone's talking about suicide, you know, I know when I was in high school, people said, yeah, people who talked about it never do it. The statistics have never borne that out, right? I mean, that what we need to do is, if you have someone that you care about that's talking about harming themselves, that is the time to pass that ball off to a professional. A lot of conversations, I say, they don't need a therapist, they need to have a friend, they need a mentor. But when someone's talking that way, no matter what, it's concerning. It's concerning if that's the only language that they can use to describe what's going on. It's concerning if they're using it to manipulate. And it's really, really concerning if that person is depressed and actually planning to do something. So I would rather be wrong on having a conversation or calling a professional than have to deal with what this family's had to deal with.
I don't want to niche this and put a tag on it, but in going over a little bit of what happened in this particular case, some codependence as well, it seems, especially him on her and her with her social status at the school. Is that a big concern? Well, it's still a silly question. I know it is. How big of a concern is it in leading to something like this, especially with high schoolers and kids in junior college, as well as even seventh and eighth graders?
Yeah, big concern, because especially high school, young adults, it's a place where we see a lot of him doing what are called cluster suicides, where multiple kids who are connected will commit suicide or create suicide pacts. What it looks like in this relationship, not specifically, but in others, where what we'll see is an unhealthy, really codependent or dependent relationship. And again, the difficulties with high schoolers and people in college is we're learning how to date, we're learning how to do those things. So most high school relationships really aren't healthy relationships. They're a mesh. They spend too much time together. They allow the person to have too much influence over them. And so if we see that going on in a relationship, specifically if we see unhealthy dependency, withdrawal, pulling away from people, only looking to that one person for emotional support, and then if we see that one person in that relationship is manipulating the other person, getting them to do things that they don't want to do based on the threat of emotional withdrawal, that's a real, real red flag. And we want to pass that off, talk to, at very least, having a conversation with your kid about concern about those relationships. Or if you're a friend, saying, it seems like this is an unhealthy relationship. It seems like when you're with them, you're not happy. You have a lot of highs in the relationship, but it really seems like you're not happy and you seem afraid when you're with them. Beginning to give words to that, identifying some of those things, because what happens is if we get a pattern of things together, we're in a dependent, unhealthy relationship, and I'm struggling with depression, and I'm feeling suicidal, that's where we start to see really, really awful outcomes. That's also the good, it's groundwork for things like abuse or sexual exploitation in a relationship. Really, really unhealthy, dangerous things that happen from both males and females. That there's a real pattern that can emerge in both males and females of unhealthy manipulation in relationships. And identifying those early in high school and college careers is really, really important.
Not an easy conversation to have with a friend or family member, but a conversation that needs to be had if you think that someone is in that position. If someone is, do you have a number that they could call maybe to get in touch with you? Or do you know of like an 800 number that if someone doesn't know how to help a friend of theirs, that they can get that help they need?
Yeah, I didn't even think about having that, but there's the Suicide Prevention Hotline. They have a great website, and I cannot remember their 800
number. I'll post that on our Facebook page if anyone wants that.
Great, fantastic resource that's available in the Fresno area. Folks are interested, or even if they're calling and just need a referral in the Visalia area, we've got lots of friends up and down the valley. They can call my office and talk to our intake person, our receptionist. That number is 559-439-2647. We're invested in the valley, and if we can't help them at our agency, we'll get them connected with someone in their community that can get them help.